and tied him up. So we'll have a jump ball just going on over the Beckley basket. Here is the tap, controlled by Megason, way out in the backcourt. He brings it over to Skip Mason. Here comes Charleston. Down court to Sonny Burrows. Fires the 20-foot ahead and hits it. Sonny Burrows from the corner ties the score at 65 all. And Beckley will bring the ball in. Charleston with a tremendous zone press. Here's the pass into John Beard. Beard trying to get away from his man. Fires it up to Wooten. Over to Licklider. Here's Steve into the forecourt. Over to Roger Wood. In for the reverse layup. Hook misses. Rebound back around. Charleston has it. 53 seconds to go. And a foul called against Mike Griffith. In the battle for the basketball, Mike Griffith commits his fourth personal. 52 seconds left. 65 all. And the Mount Lions, Larry Harris, goes to the free throw line. Beckley trying to work its way around that zone press. They've had a lot of trouble doing it. Charleston wants a timeout. With timeout on the court, here it is.
Twice has taken a nosedive at New Bedford. Go see, go shop. Go save during the Big Save-a-Rama at New River Supply, Main Street, Oak Hill, Nipple Street, Beckley.
Larry Harris at the free throw line for Charleston puts it up. It spins out, no good. Rebound down by Wooten. Out to Beard. Down to Mike Griffith. On the fast break, he cuts to the foul line. Check, jump, shoot. No good. Rebound tap, no good. Rebound down by Charleston. And down by Skip Mason. On the first strike, he's got the court. He's over to Skip Mason. Down towards the goal. And he moves toward the basket. He tries to come back out. 31 seconds to go. They may play for one shot. Let's see if they do. 65 all. 35 seconds to go. Over to Skip Mason. The Burrow. As they dribble with that ball outside, here's Burrow cutting to the foul circle. Into Larry Harris, the corner. On the ball. He moves left to right. Burrow jumping around outside. 12 seconds to go. Over to Mason. Back to Burrow's in the middle. And right now, Charleston wants a timeout. We've got 9 seconds to go. And that was the Mountain Lions strategy. Play for the one shot. And control that basketball till you get it down to 9 seconds to go. Now, Coach Louis Romano wants to reset the strategy. And certainly, in this ball game, you have to give an awful lot of credit to that Charleston zone threat, which brought them from 8 or 9 points back. And they really applied it with pressure, putting two men on the man with the ball, one other man on his closest target. And so consequently, with the other three men down court, in view of a situation like that, to try to get an easy bucket, it was difficult for Beckley to work that ball in. And boy, that was a zone press as neatly applied as I have ever seen. And the Beckley man-to-man press throughout the game has been something beautiful to watch, too. So here's the situation. The Mount Lions have the basketball. They've got 9 seconds. They've got a tie ball game. So hang on to your hat. Let's see what happens in this battle for the AAA championship. This is Gene Morehouse along with Jack Fleming wrapping up the 1967 basketball tournament. Let's see what happens. Standing under it, Skip Mason feeds the ball in the backcourt to Sonny Burrows. Over to Kurt Price. Price is going to fire the long bomb. It's no good. And the rebound saved in. And there is the gun. There is the gun, the end of the regulation time. And it's all tied up. We go into overtime. Charleston could not sink the bucket as Price fires from 25 feet out at the right side. And as we prepare to go into overtime, well, I'll tell you, I don't know how to come up with the adjectives to try to describe this basketball game for you. Believe me, this is the difference between the two ball games, between the two ball clubs. At the end of 32 minutes of basketball, they're wrapped up in a 65-65 tie, and that, frankly, is the way I would sum it up. This has been a ball game, certainly one of the greater ones that I've ever seen in state tournament play, rivaling the Williamson game a couple of years ago, the Beckley-Wharton game before that, the Richwood-Wheeling game back in the early 50s, so many others, great ones down through the years. All right, we're ready. Wooten will jump against Larry Harris as we go into a 3-minute overtime period.